Good afternoon. Made sure to say it was afternoon. The last time I spoke, I think we had changed to 12 o'clock, but I had said good morning, so I remembered this morning. It's a pleasure and an honour to be able to have the opportunity to speak as part of the family service this morning. I pray that God will honour the analysis of his word and help us all to be inspired as a result. Speaking on God's word and the power and reverence with which we hold it is something that's quite dear to me. I had the opportunity to do so a few weeks ago, and it also permeates throughout the message that I'll be delivering this morning, this afternoon. As Christians, it's fundamental that we always remember that the Bible is authoritative in nature, and it's imperative that we hold each word dear. Because when we look at what we do and how we behave, not only as Christians, but as members of local communities and societies, the most obvious place to start is to have a look around us. And more these days, when we're discussing the perspectives with which we look at the world around us, in the Growing Christians group here at Bethany, Andy and Steve often tell us that 20 years ago, things were a lot different. And I have interest in modern history and things like that, and there's evidence to suggest that things are a lot more, and some would say unnecessarily more, complex these days than they were before. This has obvious advantages. I mean, without Microsoft Word and Microsoft PowerPoint, this sermon might have taken a while longer to make if I didn't have those facilities. However, when I read the Bible and then look up at and get about my day, it's often not with the same rose-tinted view of society that's often propagated.